Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that his country will decide whether and how to respond to Iran's major air assault that occurred earlier. Netanyahu's remarks on Wednesday appeared to brush off calls for restraint from close allies, including the visiting foreign ministers of Germany and Britain. Israel has vowed to respond to Iran's unprecedented attack without saying when or how. Now that's left the region bracing for further escalation after months of unrest linked to the ongoing war in Gaza. Iran's president said that it's left a significant amount of unrest in the region. Violence, meanwhile, has continued to surge along Israel's border with Lebanon. A rocket attack on an Israeli town by Iran-backed Hezbollah wounded at least 14 people. With his remarks Wednesday, Netanyahu again brushed off calls for restraint. It's left the region bracing for further escalations. Jordan's King Abdullah says that his country will not be a battleground for any party in the confrontation between Israel and Iran. Speaker Mike Johnson has unveiled a long-awaited package of bills that will provide military aid to Ukraine and Israel, replenish U.S. weapons systems, and give humanitarian assistance to civilians in Gaza. The package totals $95.3 billion in spending, which matches what the Senate passed in mid-February. But there are a few differences designed to win over some House conservatives. The main distinction is that the House bill provides more than $9 billion in economic assistance to